For the first time, a federal appeals court has ruled that U.S. civil rights law bars job discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. The 8-3 ruling by the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals late yesterday cleared the way for a lawsuit by an Indiana teacher who claims a community college wouldn't hire her full-time because she is a lesbian. The ruling puts the 7th Circuit in conflict with other federal appeals courts, meaning the issue looks likely to be resolved by the U.S. Supreme Court. With us to talk about this landmark ruling is Michael Selmy, a professor at George Washington University Law School, and Orly LaBelle, who teaches at the University of San Diego. Mike, welcome to you both, first of all. Federal civil rights law, called Title VII, says that employers can't discriminate on the basis of sex. It says sex as well as some other factors like race and religion. It doesn't say anything about sexual orientation. So how did this decision written by Judge Diane Wood, how did it get around that language issue?
Well, the court, there were actually a couple of different opinions. Diane Wood was the main opinion of the court, and this is an issue that has been percolating in the lower courts for some time, and ultimately what she concluded is that the definition of sex includes sexual orientation based on the comparisons that individuals have to use in order to succeed on Title VII claims. So for this case where it is a lesbian who is bringing the claim, the court concluded that the fact that she is being treated differently because she is interested in or dating women makes it so that she is being treated differently because of her sex. That if she were a man who was dating a woman is one way to look at it. She would have been offered the job in that. And there's also another theory that underlines the decision, and that is that individuals, gay men and lesbians, do not satisfy the norm of our gender norms, and it's what's known as gender nonconformity theory, and so that people who go against the standard norms are being discriminated against that because they don't fit the stereotype of what it means to be a man or a woman, and that, too, the court concluded, is a basis for applying Title VII to discrimination based on sexual orientation.
Orly, you get the dissent. Can you give us a synopsis of why the dissent thought that Judge Wood was wrong?
Yeah, well, I do not agree with the dissent, but Judge Sykes, who was one of the finalists for this year's Trump Supreme Court nominees, wrote about how it might be unfair to discriminate against somebody because of their sexual orientation, but she adheres to the very strict definition, strict wording of Title VII that just has the word sex in it. And she, like other what you would call originalist or conservative non-activist judges, wants to have Congress expand the definitions of the law and not have the judiciary be active and kind of have this living understanding of what the law requires of us.
There was a really great discussion with those opinions and Judge Posner's concurring opinion about what the proper role of judges is, and especially when they're interpreting old statutes. And Orly, you sort of alluded to, I think I know where you're coming down on that, but I'm interested in both of your take on that debate. In particular, Posner says, essentially, you know, we are doing this because we know that Congress in 1964 would not have intended this definition of sex, but our understanding of the word sex has changed since then, and we're going to apply that. So who's, Mike, who's right in that debate?
Well, I have to say I found Judge Posner's decision quite refreshing in that he admitted quite clearly that the interpretation that the court was adopting was not one that was consistent with the understanding at the time the statute was passed in 1964. And that's correct. This was not an area that the Congress had considered. And for many years, this statute was deemed not to apply to sexual orientation. But in the last decade, things have changed. And one of the things that both Diane Wood's decision and Judge Posner's decision address is that, and Judge Wood talks about it quite extensively in her opinion, that the Supreme Court has opened this road, as they've acknowledged in the recent decision on same-sex marriage, Obergefell, and other cases, that we should have a more expansive definition of sex. And so she also indicated that they were following what the path the Supreme Court had paved. And Judge Posner, in his decision, was pretty clear that it was not necessary to wait for Congress to address it. He said they could, but this he considers to be the role of the court to update statutes to be more contemporary.
Orly, I want to ask you about that too, but before I do, let me just mention that we are waiting for President Trump and Jordanian King Abdullah to hold a press conference, and we are going to jump over to that as soon as it begins. Right now, there are two empty lecterns in the looks like the Rose Garden of the White House. Orly, just on that same question, isn't this what Judge Posner said? Kind of a maybe radical is too strong a word, but is that usually how judges interpret statutes? I thought they you know, looked at the words and what Congress was intending at the time they passed those words.
Yeah, Judge Posner is an incredible judge who writes a lot, and he's a scholar as well, and teaches at the University of Chicago Law School. And so he's a great character to understand what judges do, because he was considered a conservative judge. He was a Republican appointee. But on the other hand, he really understands that laws are about making markets and society better, and they have reasons behind them. They're not just black letter. They are not to be just interpreted in kind of a stale way that doesn't evolve.